Working in teams, Unit 6, articulating feedback and feed forward, tracking success and change. The objectives of this unit are that the learner will be able to develop skills for clear communication and understanding of others, provide appropriate feedback to others, develop and deliver appropriate feed forward, and communicate in ways that help promote positive change for your team. The unit outline. We'll begin with an overview of communicating for results, content on feedback, and understanding feedback and feed forward. Content delivery in the areas of communicating for results, feedback, and feed forward. There will be HIT examples and activities for each of these content areas, as well as a list of resources for additional study. The ability to communicate clearly with others is fundamental to providing appropriate feedback and feed forward. One of the distinguishing features of effective teams is the ability of their members to provide and accept feedback on their performance. High-performance teams also exhibit the use of feed forward. Both of these methods for dealing with information will be introduced in this unit. You will be provided an opportunity to incorporate these methods into your personal ability to deal with performance information. Your ability to provide both feedback and feed-forward information to others will aid in your personal development as a competent and capable member of a health IT team. Communicating for results includes the ability to actively listen, to use assertive communication behaviors, and to use strong I statements. We will look at each of these areas in greater detail. Be an active listener. Hear what people are really saying. Listening is one of the most important skills you can have. It will have a major impact on your ability to work on a team. Given all the listening most people do, you'd think we'd be good at it. In fact, most studies show we are not. For the majority of the studies, the claim is that about 25 to 50% of what we hear, we remember. This means that when you're talking to a teammate for only 10 minutes, then you can expect that they'll hear about 2.5 to 5 minutes of this. And this is true when you're listening as well. Which quarter to half are you remembering? Clearly, listening is a skill that we can all benefit by improving upon. As a team member, your ability to listen will help you to avoid conflict and misunderstandings, which are really necessary for effective teamwork. Good communication skills require a high level of self-awareness. By understanding yourself, you're better able to understand what others are saying and to provide them the kind of feedback and feed-forward that is very positive and helpful to the team. As we step through these next few slides, we're looking at the important element of becoming an active listener. To be an active listener, it is important to target 5 important points. Pay attention, show that you are listening, clarify what you heard, defer judgment, and respond appropriately. On the subsequent slides, we will go into greater detail on each of these 5 points. Pay attention. It is important to give the speaker your undivided attention and acknowledge the message. Recognize that what is not said also speaks loudly. Use the strategies that appear on this screen to pay closer attention to your speaker and audience. Show that you are listening. Use your own body language and gestures to convey your attention. Make sure that the other person is quite aware that you are clearly involved with what they are saying. Clarify what you heard. Our personal filters, assumptions, judgments, and beliefs can often distort what we hear. As a listener, your role is to understand what is being said. This may require you to reflect on what was said and to ask clarification questions. If you find yourself responding emotionally to what someone has said, just say so and ask for more information. Defer judgment. Interrupting is a waste of time. It frustrates the speaker and limits full understanding of the message. Respond appropriately. Active listening is a model for respect and understanding. You are gaining information and perspective. You add nothing by attacking the speaker or otherwise putting him or her down. Key points. Active listening. It takes a lot of concentration and determination to be an active listener. Old habits are hard to break, and if your listening habits are as bad as many people's are, then there's a lot of habit breaking to do. Be deliberate with your listening and remind yourself constantly that your goal is to truly hear what the other person is saying. Set aside all thoughts and behaviors and concentrate on their message. Ask questions, reflect, and paraphrase to ensure you understand their message. If you don't, then you'll find that what someone says to you and what you hear can be truly amazingly different. Start using active listening today to become a better communicator and improve your performance and the performance of your teammates. Activity 1, active listening. Ask a friend or colleague to talk about something important to them. Use active listening while they are talking to you. Reflect on this experience and create a report, up to 150 words, that demonstrates your ability to perform using active listening. How many of the key points of active listening were you able to incorporate in your discussion? Which ones were more difficult to use? Which were easy for you? What was the reaction of your friend or colleague? On a scale from 1 low to 10 high, rate your own ability to perform as an active listener. Why did you give yourself that rating? Assertive communication is the ability to express positive and negative ideas and feelings in an open, honest, and direct way. It recognizes our rights while still respecting the rights of others. It allows us to take responsibility for ourselves and our actions without judging or blaming other people. And it allows us to constructively confront and find mutually satisfactory solutions where conflict may exist. Why use assertive communication? All of us use assertive behavior at times, quite often when we feel vulnerable or unsure of ourselves. We may resort to submissive, manipulative, or aggressive behavior. Yet being trained in assertive communication actually increases the appropriate use of this sort of behavior. It enables us to swap old behavioral patterns for a more positive approach to life. I found that changing my response to others, be they at work or at home, can be both exciting and stimulating. The advantages of assertive communication are many. Some of the most salient ones are available on screen now, including that it helps us to feel good about ourselves and the others on our team. It minimizes hurting and alienating other teammates. It enables us to express, both verbally and non-verbally, a wide range of feelings and thoughts, both positive and negative. Elements of assertive communication include eye contact that demonstrates interest and shows sincerity, body posture that is congruent with the language, which will improve the significance of the message, gestures that are appropriate to help add emphasis to what is being said, voice at a level that is loud enough and well modulated so that it is more convincing and acceptable but not intimidating, timing where you're using your judgment to maximize the receptivity and impact of your message, and content, that is how, where, and when you choose to comment, is probably more important oftentimes than what it is you say. Activity 2, assertive communication. Ask a friend or colleague to hear you out while you express your feelings about something important. Use assertive communication to detail your feelings about the issue. Reflect on this experience and create a report up to 150 words that demonstrates your ability to perform using assertive communication. how many of the key points of assertive communication were you able to incorporate in your discussion? Which ones were more difficult to use? Which were easy for you? What was the reaction of your friend or colleague? On a scale from 1 low to 10 high, rate your own ability to use assertive communication. Why did you give yourself that rating? The importance of I statements. Part of being assertive involves the ability to appropriately express your needs and feelings. You can accomplish this by using I statements. These indicate ownership, do not attribute blame, focus on behavior, identify the effective behavior, are direct and honest, and contribute to the growth of your relationship with each other. Strong I statements have three specific elements: behavior, feeling, and tangible effect, that is, their consequence to you. An example of an I statement: I feel frustrated when you are late for meetings. I don't like having to repeat information. Activity 3, strong I statements. Approach a friend or colleague with an issue you have regarding some behavior of theirs. Initiate the conversation by using a strong I statement, making sure to keep ownership of the issue. Reflect on this experience and create a report up to 150 words that demonstrates your ability to use a strong I statement. How difficult was it to formulate the statement? How easy was it to deliver the statement? What was the reaction of your friend or colleague? How do you feel about the issue now? On a scale from 1 low to 10 high, rate your own ability to develop and deliver an I statement. Why did you give yourself that rating? Feedback. It is important when providing feedback to back your compliments with specific examples and a reason. Be honest and specific, and as you provide compliments with the reason, make sure to also spell out any specific details of critical information or room for improvement to the individual that you're addressing. Also, provide some challenges for them, as they will see it as an opportunity for improvement.
In the HI team scenario, it's important to leave time for feedback, for team members to understand what went really well and what really didn't go well and why. So when they move forward forming their own teams for other application projects, they will remember the feedback and have successes from the one that you just experienced.
Tips for providing effective feedback in the workplace. It is important that we understand feedback as an element of teamwork, but it's also important that it has become an element of a much larger nature for organizations. It really does hinge on organization efficiency and effectiveness. How it is given is extremely important. Poorly administered feedback will often run the risk of negative consequences rather than improvement. So remember, to provide effective feedback, it should be timely, it should address the issue at hand, and it's always a two-way street.
On the HIT team, it's important to provide feedback during the course of the project. If you see that someone is slipping in their tasks that have been assigned to them, it's important to realize that and provide that feedback to get that person back on task and the project moving forward.
Acceptance of feedback. One tool that has been used to help individuals value the importance of feedback is what is known as the Johari window, so named for the first names of its two creators, Joseph Luft and Harold Ingham. The window displays four quadrants and two dimensions. One dimension is what is known to self and others, and the other dimension is what is not known to self and others. One advantage of the framework is that it helps to clarify that no single source of information should be accepted as the only relevant information. Therefore, information received by someone should be buffered by information that is already known.
Now we're going to do an activity, feedback. In this exercise, you are asked to provide feedback to someone regarding their performance on a specific task and to request feedback from someone regarding your own performance on a specific task. In providing feedback, be sure to follow the principles described in this unit on the previous slides. When receiving feedback, place the information in the appropriate quadrant of the Johari window.
Feed forward. It is important to remember some key principles before providing feed forward or practicing the provision of feed forward to one of your teammates. We can change the future, not the past. What that means is that as we move forward, we need to remember that a future focus is a focus on behavioral change. It's more productive to help people be right than prove they are wrong. Individuals like to know that they have an ability to fix wrongs and to become better at what they do. It's important, and it's feed forward is more suited to successful people. In fact, it tends to bring out success in people. The response from anyone who knows about the task is important as a feed forward element because their views are trusted by other individuals. It's easier to be objective and not personal when we're providing information about the future. It's important that we deal with material just as we did with feedback, but we want to deal with the same material in a forward-looking way, which is less damaging. It tends to produce less resistance, and it actually is more efficient toward change. And it's important to see feed forward and to provide information in that way as a fellow traveler, not as an expert, someone that is a teammate, not as someone who is trying to provide more expertise feedback to an individual. Why not try feed forward instead of feedback? Feedback has been the traditional manner of providing information to individuals as we attempt to correct negative situations and increase the effectiveness and efficiency of our operations. Even though it's been the tradition, it's time to try to take a step into the future and provide much more relevant information for individuals and see that you're and produce a situation where they see that you are helping them to move into the future more as a coach or development aid than as someone who's always critiquing from a negative standpoint. So why not move forward in a much more fun direction in an open way as we move into the future versus looking only at the past?
When you're sitting on a health IT team working on a project, occasionally you'll come across someone, a very generic example, of someone who consistently and constantly cannot wait for the person speaking to stop speaking so they can interject their opinion or thought. One example of a feed-forward idea to that is to approach the person in a conversational way and bring up the fact that you're really excited about how they are so enthusiastic to get their ideas and thoughts out into the meeting, and it might possibly be best to maybe wait a few seconds and listen to what the speaker is saying and then wait for a break in the conversation to interject or raise their thoughts and opinions.
In summary, we offer 10 reasons to try feed forward. These reasons will provide you with some additional ammunition as you begin to develop your feed forward skills. It is our appreciation and understanding that feed forward will normally trump feedback as a more effective way to produce change that is positive on your team.
In the HIT scenario on teams, when a person hears, "I would like to give you some feedback," they immediately start thinking of, "What have I done?" And they're ready to be told a negative type conversation is ahead of them. With feed forward, it's so much more accepting and welcomed once a person is told the things that they're doing well and how best they can move forward and do things even more efficiently and productively for the team.
What is best for the team? We believe it is feed forward, which can be much more effective and efficient as a team is processing through their work. It's also a better standard or quality of communication as individuals are working together to address future issues. And it's therefore more dynamic. That is, it incorporates the issues, the bumps that teams will face, again, as a future focus to improve and enhance the performance of the team.
Activity 2, feed forward. You're being asked to pick one behavior that you would like to change. Describe this behavior to someone else, and then ask them for feed forward. Two suggestions for the future that might help you achieve that positive change in the selected behavior. Listen carefully to the suggestions and take some notes. Thank the other person for their suggestions and then ask them if there's anything that they would like to change. Provide feed forward to them. Two suggestions aimed at helping them change. Record your experience and list in a single word to describe your reaction to this experience of giving and receiving feed forward.
Now that you've had a chance to learn about and experience activities on both feedback and feed forward, we'd like you to list the similarities and differences that you found in these two different techniques, which seem more valuable. And how could you personally make use of these techniques? You'll be providing this in written form, and you'll receive feedback from your instructor.
Activity 3, the scenario for a community physician's office. There's a community physician's office that has asked the office manager to procure and install an electronic patient recording system that is appropriate for the size of the practice that he or she has. Currently, the personnel is as follows. There's 1.5 full-time employees for secretaries, 2 nurses, 1 physician, and 1 office manager. The physician would like to convert all the patient's records into electronic form. The team will be comprised of 1 office manager, who will be the team leader, 1 secretary, and 1 nurse. Now, this team will be able to review all the software packages and return the top 3 to the physician to choose from. The physician has requested that the features of the system should include patient scheduling and reminder cards for maintenance procedures such as mammograms and yearly physicals, and there's a 5-year major hardware upgrade. The requirements from the physician will drive the action plan for the team. Activity 3, scenario behaviors. Listed is the following scenario behaviors for the 3 team members mentioned on the previous slide. The office manager, who is the leader for the team, but who starts all meetings 10 minutes late to do socializing, takes cell phone calls during the meeting, however is very efficient in directing the team to the action plan, and is proactive in protecting the team members' time for the meeting. The secretary is the meeting minute taker for the team meetings, is always on time, is very quiet and doesn't offer opinions until asked, doesn't give a negative response to any suggestion, always brings snacks and candy to the meetings, and speaks in a clear and thoughtful manner. The nurse, the final member of the team, is always 15 minutes late for the meetings, is very opinionated about suggestions and states so in a clipped, rushed manner. The ideas are hard to understand. Too many ideas are wanting to be verbalized at once, but is supportive of other members' ideas and just wants to be told what to do and when. Activity 3's task. You were to provide feedback and feed forward for all 3 team members listed on the previous slide.